welcome to episode 10 of ATC podcast, Four Guys, One Album. Like, comment, subscribe, Spotify, YouTube.
Hey, that's us.
All of those jazz.
How are we all doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm just chilling.
I'm wearing a football top, and I feel like when this episode goes out, there could be very much reason to berate me. So, at time of recording, I don't know how wise of a choice this is.
imagine if we get cancelled by like the football fans. That'd be funny.
Nah, mate.
Football community.
It's for like, what do you know about music, guys? And they're like football chanting at us.
There's nothing wrong with us, lads. We're absolutely fine. We're
Super
fine.
League, good or bad idea?
Oh, we're not talking about Super League. We're not doing it. We're not going. We won. We defeated the Super League. It's over. Fingers crossed.
That would probably have to be a question of the day at some point.
What?
About football, probably. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Mate, something to do with football.
For the Euros. That's in June.
Speaking of questions of the day, though, or week, even. Day, week. What? I think like we change it every time. If it's question of the day, question of the week, question of the month,
question
of the year.
I mean, technically, they're both right.
It's
the day because you're watching or listening to this today, but it's the week because we do this every week. I don't know.
I guess neither is right.
You'd be listening every day. if you binge them on Spotify and YouTube, which they are all there.
Alright, question of...
See, this is where the real talk happens in the ATC podcast. You know, we answer the tough questions.
If you want more questions, remember, we've got a Discord server now. Go follow us down there.
We have a Discord server.
Start interacting, ask us things, we will answer.
There is also a meme channel, if anyone is in there.
Is brave enough.
The memes.
So what is our question of the episode?
Question of the episode.
It's actually quite a relatable question, I think. I think everyone has to have this question brought to them.
Oh, is this the Scran debate?
Yeah.
The debate of the Scran.
Okay.
Here we
go. So, question goes out to everybody in the world right now. You will be asked this once in your life, and it is a very important question. What is your favorite takeaway?
We're talking like cuisine.
Oh, such epic delivery. Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm so passionate about takeaways, bro.
Who wishes to go
first? We had it last night.
it's so good. So good. Who's gonna go first? I believe Jack is the Scrum Master out of the four of us, though, so Jack needs to answer this first.
Jack.
I'll take Scrum Master. I'll change my name in the Discord server to Scrum Master.
Scrum Master.
And we'll have a Scrum text channel where people just post their Scrum.
Yeah,
post screenshots of their takeaway.
I feel like Jack's just actually the Scrum Master because of his high metabolism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That instantly makes him Scrum Master.
Actually, stop, you're going to make me hungry. In terms of like takeaway, I'd probably go for an Indian as like a safe choice.
Ooh. Yeah.
But like, oh, I don't know. Because in terms of like actual cuisine, Asia wins. Like, as in like Thai and Vietnamese food wins like every time. Mm. So like, oh, I don't know. Either Indian or like Thai, Vietnamese, like sort of Asian sort of esque flavors.
Oh, what's that place near your old place?
Bengal Balti.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. That was good.
Yeah. I'm gonna add on
to Jack's opinion because that is pretty close, and I'd put Chinese in with that as well.
Oh, I was thinking Chinese.
Chinese is pretty solid. Like, it's pretty solid.
Some like chicken fried rice with sweet and sour sauce. Just ooh, but. I'd be lying if I said number one wasn't peri-peri chicken.
Mm.
Nando's.
Mm.
It's just gotta be.
Well, can you class Nando's as a takeout, really?
Well, it's like
a takeaway.
It's the Scran debate. The debate
is the Scran debate. Yeah.
Everyone's welcome in the we're inclusive in the Scran debate.
I was going to say we're in a time period where technically everything's a takeaway at this moment in time.
That's true.
I did get Nando's takeaway the other month.
Yeah, so maybe anything goes here.
I feel like my opinion isn't valid on Nando's anymore. However, I don't know.
What's your opinion on Nando's?
I liked it, but I was never like, I always used to go and just be like, but it is just chicken, lads.
I've got a confession. I've only been Nando's twice in my life, and I can't remember any of it. I remember
How
going there.
How can you forget the key element of Nando's? The entire menu is just Nando's chicken. It's like KFC, but sat down.
That's all it was. That's all I remember. I think I had like some chicken sandwich or something, and I literally thought I could just go co-op and get this.
Look at this expensive chicken.
I did used to rate getting the meal for two, and then Megan thinking that it was for both of us when it was just for you. Used to get
We've
a
all
whole
been
chicken
there. We've
with
all
two
been there.
With like three sides, and I would just have all of them for me. Yep. There's a really great photo of when we went to Nando's in first year, and I'm there with this said meal with like a whole chicken and all these sides, and then our mate Tom's there with like a green salad, and it's just like right next to each other, this fucking massive plate of food for like three people being consumed by one person, and then just a salad with like quinoa and like chickpeas.
Love it. Do you know, I don't know if you could class this as, well, I'm gonna say just your standard takeout place. That's mine. So you know, like the menu
kebab pizza, burgers,
chicken,
chips.
Yeah, they pretty much only do they do like a chain of pizzas, beef burger, chicken burger, cheeseburger, kebabs, and then they'll have a few sides, and they'll probably have like two desserts or whatever. Those are my favorite places because they
would have said that about 3 years ago, but I sort of went off of Donna Meat, so I kind of
No, Donna will forever live.
I say this quite a lot, and people are like, "What? That's so surprising." The meat that I miss the most is actually Donna Meat, because you can't replace it. Nothing simulates how bad it is.
I can't ever think to myself, I crave Donna Meat. The thought.
Have you ever been vegetarian on a night out? Then tell yourself you don't crave Donna Meat, because it
I stopped having lamb Donna, because I had one from a place. I think it was a New Year's Eve thing, and it was just the greasiest thing.
That's what you want. You don't understand.
You don't understand. It was too much.
It was like the grease bucket from McDonald's.
But I do still like chicken doner meat.
All right, okay.
I still rate that.
Mm. What about like gyros, like posh doner?
That is good.
Can't deny that doner. But for me, it's got to be those types of places, because everyone has their own place. You know, like those local takeouts. I've got mine around the corner from my house, you know. And then if you go over to someone else's house and you want a takeout, they're like, "Oh, this is my local takeout." And it's just like a different experience every time
like
you
a
go.
Pub. It's like the everyone's same... got their own pub. Like
yeah,
everyone's
but
got
everyone's
their
got their own takeout. And it's always, for those specific ones are amazing, because you get the same thing, but you get something new every time. And it's just, oh. Granted, Some of those times you might be getting something a bit more greasier than the last one, but it's a risk. It's a risk I'm willing to take.
What is yours, Noah?
Right. Normally I'd probably go with like Chinese or something, but because nobody said it yet, I'm gonna go with the best takeaway in the world, McDonald's. Fuck yeah, let's fucking do it, boys. Big tasty.
Why do you have the worst takes, man? That's poor.
I love the silence after he said that.
You could pick anything, and you just go to McDonald's.
To be fair, he did mention the best thing that Mackey's do. He did mention the Big Tasty.
Big Tasty. It is the best thing that they've ever done. I don't get why they make it a limited time thing, because everyone just fucks off as soon as that's gone.
Yeah. But then, yeah, I don't know. I do love a good Big Tasty. But...
I dig the hash browns.
but the hash browns used to be two for £1. And it's not even that anymore.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, no, they? That is bad. Bloody inflation. Bloody okay, can we
just dead quick? I want to just like just segue this takeaway question. I do want to ask this quick question then regarding McDonald's. Which sauce is better, Big Tasty sauce or Big Mac sauce?
Oh.
Big Tasty sauce, I think.
Yeah, yeah, just like I can't have it with ketchup.
Oh. The sweet chili dip.
Oh, I don't know. That's
Jack's
debate.
With me on this one.
So a Big Mac sauce is kind of like your standard burger sauce, where it's like pickle orientated inside of the mustardy kind of mayo-y, ketchup-y sort of thing. But then your Big Tasty is a bit more oniony and less pickly. But it's kind of got a bit more of a garlic hint. You know what I mean?
I dig
so
that.
So I don't know.
I dig that.
That is a good question. That's I think I would probably go for the Big Tasty sauce.
Yeah,
I think
but
I would.
But it's close.
Too.
It is close.
It's close. We should watch. We should do. We should get like chips next time we're in McDonald's, and then we should ask because I'm sure you can ask for the Big Mac sauce and
you
the Big
can.
Tasty
they
sauce separate.
They started doing it as like an actual dip you can get.
And we should just dip the chips in and be like
intellectual
the burger,
debate
the
where you do like the actual tasting where you like chew it and then like spit it out in like a bucket and you're just there like writing down.
yeah,
great. You want to put a story on our Instagram just testing the sauces.
Oh man, that'd be so
anyway,
funny.
After that big revelation,
it's time to talk about an album.
Yeah.
Speaking of animals.
Oh
no!
Oh. I like that. Oh. I like that.
Get it? Meat.
Oh,
wow.
So, hi everyone. I picked today's album, or this week's album, I guess I should say. And this album is the Architect's new album, which I've actually forgotten the fucking name of because it was really long.
For those who wish to exist.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah, for those who wish to exist. That was it. I really like this album. I like Architects a lot. Holy Hell was actually... I wouldn't say it was one of my favourites because I think that was quite a controversial album, but from that point onwards we started seeing this, like when Animals released as the first single I was like, I want this new album, I really want this new album. Like from there, I think, was it Black Lungs that came out next?
Yeah.
Black Lungs as well, brilliant song, then Dead Butterflies and then Meteor and then the album dropped and oh my god. It's like it mastered sounding something that could be mainstream and also heavy as fuck. I don't know how they've done it, but they've somehow just made that happen, I think. And I really dig it. I really, really dig it. I think like the concept for the album as well is brilliant. Like the whole idea of like life, death, religion, non-religion, just sort of like questioning things. And I really, really like this album. What's everyone else's thoughts on it?
So, my opinions of Architects in general, I think, have got me into trouble with a few of my mates in the past. it's just not exactly been my sort of thing. I can't really describe why, because I listen to other bands similar, like Periphery and stuff.
Periphery a bit more proggy though, a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. I just never really got into Architects, but I did when Animals came out. I did like it, so I thought I'll keep an eye on this. Black Lungs came out, and I was like, it's pretty good. It's sounding different. Kind of reminds me of newer Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't. I shouldn't like it.
Bring Me's new EP.
I'm not really into Bring Me the Horizon either, so. But I did. Overall, I do like this album. I get what Noah's saying, that they've got something heavy that's also very commercial sounding. They've got all these big layers on top. They've got a lot of like really nice brass and orchestral parts to listen to some of their songs. Dead Butterflies is one of the standout tracks for me anyway, for that reason. I'll let other people talk about before I
it's mostly cons for Josh. So he's like I'm about to rip this baby apart.
End this man's whole career.
Not again, not another Dead Trees.
I loved it. I loved this. So this is my first Architects album. And
really?
Yeah, yeah. And I thought it was amazing in the sense of the opening was so strong with Black Lungs. I love Black Lungs as a song. I throughout the whole of the entirety of the track list, I really like the kind of the structures of the songs in the sense of the flow of the songs, and you'll get like a really good heavy breakdown, and he's doing like a screaming riff, you know, he's going off on one with the screaming, and then it just goes jump straight back into the chorus, and I'm like, yeah, you know, and he's got quite a unique scream as well. I know obviously every screamo artist does have unique screams because they're a different person, but there's just something about his scream.
His vocals in general are fucking incredible.
Well, you see, the thing really was, is like, in terms of, like, the contrast between clean and scream vocals, I thought was really good. It's just like when he does totally clean, you know, it seems like there's always like an effect on his voice, and you're just a bit like, okay, you're one of those bands. I see now.
I think in the nicest way possible, I think that might be one of the main problems I have with Architects in general. But, like, don't get me wrong, he's got an incredible voice. He's got great cleans, and he's got really good, like, screaming, like, harsh singing. My problem is that there's no in-between.
I can feel what you're saying with that.
It's zero or it's 10. There's nothing in the middle.
Yeah, I think I can get that.
But I do think he does those two bits quite well, and I think the music generally usually fits around it, but I just feel like there could be more.
In terms of the pros for me, there are just some straight bangers on this album. There are, like, album aside, like, in terms of, like, some of the bangers on here, Dead Butterflies is a banger, Animals is a banger. Goliath.
Yes. Goliath is okay.
Goliath is the best song they've dropped over their past like three releases.
Can we have like a quick interlude talking about Simon Neil's scream?
For that exact reason.
Literally.
Come on.
Yeah.
He's got a better scream than the main screamer.
I don't know if I agree with that or not. He's got a fucking good scream.
It's got so much more edge, and it's like, oh, I love it. I mean,
there's more like fry on Simon's.
I mean, I'm an absolute sucker for like really early Biffy, where it's so badly produced and it's just like, oh, That's the best. Yeah, anyway, that's a separate debate. But like, I love Simon Neil's scream. And then when it came in like a metalcore song, I was like, oh. And like he's dropping a solo metalcore album like next year.
Is he actually?
As soon as I heard Goliath, I turned around. I think I did actually turn around to Noah, I think, and said, you know, Biffy could actually release a metal album.
Yeah, like, he's doing one with his mate.
But yeah, obviously, like Biffy, obviously wouldn't do that because obviously they've already got their sound now. So obviously, if they were to release a metal album, it would be a bit jarring for the fans, I think.
Fucking,
yeah, I know. I felt the same a little bit.
I would be fine with it.
Yeah, Simon Neil's scream in Goliath, I never thought I could hear just another artist feature on another artist's album and blow the other artist out of the park a little bit. Do you know?
He does. He makes himself known.
He does. Simon's just stepped into the room with his, like, you know, his big D energy, and just like slapped every one of the members in the face in the studio.
I absolutely love that song so much. That's by far my favorite song on the album.
I don't know if I agree with Simon Neil being a better singer in general or not, but I think scream-wise, for that song in particular, I think I would agree.
That's what I was saying. I don't think he's a better singer. I think his scream is better.
I feel like it's a case of, with all the screaming on the album, that is the best scream on the album.
I think, especially
for me. That's my opinion.
I'm not a massive fan of like really clean screams. I like shit with an edge, bro. You know what I mean? I want it to like rip my eardrums and not be like.
I just
like,
love Sam's scream.
I want it to like fucking rip my insides out and then like just make me like feel all chilled and horrible and feel like I've got a mad disease.
I kind of feel like what you're saying with that, Jack, actually, because when you're thinking about that scream Simon does in Goliath now, It is under. It's raw. It's just.
Yeah, man.
It's.
Yeah.
It's like he. When you obviously it's a fry scream, but it's like he just like cranked that bad boy to like 11.
He does.
And now granted, you know, even you know, production these days can obviously make it sound better than it actually is, but I feel like if you were stood there in the room with him hearing it with no effects on, you'd be like, you know, just whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd
bro.
Be like a what the hell kind of movie. Mm.
Yeah, like that man's just screamed.
He like the thing is it's not like a controlled scream.
Yeah, it's
all.
Not. It's like
he's just letting rip.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, I'm fine with that. That's fine.
I remember a while ago you showing me some early Biffy and I heard his scream. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I did kind of like it a bit more here.
I think, yeah. I love really... I mean, that will. I will pick an early Biffy album at some point. I will make us review Infinity
of
Land.
Of course.
But,
we probably should talk about other songs than Goliath, to be fair.
Yeah,
so.
We should.
Yeah.
In terms of other things, yeah. Animals is like the main single of this.
Mm. Yeah, like, I'd agree with that.
It
I
has that really,
the
like,
song.
Industrial, like...
The riff is very, like... I kind of got Nine Inch Nails vibes from that riff.
Yeah, it's just that pulse that goes throughout the whole song.
Yeah.
That feel, it's really cool. Dun, dun,
dun, I feel dun, like they've got good variation through the album as well. You know, you'll get the albums, the album single Animals, you'll get Goliath, and those are like the meaty tracks. Black Lungs, great opener. And Josh, you were saying before, but Dead Butterflies is a cool change of pace as well. Like it is a little bit new, and then I actually, you know how I like my albums with downtime. Flight Without Feathers is their downtime song, like the like the midway point, and it's so beautiful. I love it.
I get what you mean with downtime songs, and I do think the same. I just kind of thought that song
better.
Was a little meh.
Yeah, you thought you wanted
I
something
better. I just kind of thought meh with that one.
Yeah.
Which if that. Kind of leads me to want to talk about the cons.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a few cons as well.
This album's it's an hour long, which okay, but 15, this album's got 15 songs.
Yes, is he gonna say what I think he's gonna say?
Album has got 15. I think you could trim about five songs off the album, and you'd have a really solid. There's some really good songs: Black Lungs, An Ordinary Extinction. I really like Demigod as well.
Demigod's good.
But I think there's some Demigod songs. Let's have a look at the track list. You could probably get rid of Giving Blood.
Yeah.
Disclosure is Dead.
Do you mean Discourse is Dead?
Libertine, and Meteor, and maybe Flight Without Feathers. I just thought it was a little...
You
have 10 really good songs.
I massively agree that it's too long.
I think it, yeah.
It's
okay,
too
long.
Considering what it is, it's
yeah,
a...
Yeah, for the style of music it is. Like, you get some like, prog albums, big, like, Dream Theater Metropolis Part 2, say that's, like, an hour 20, but it's, like, this continuous concept album that has a story and a lot more variation, but this is just 15 songs that are all sort of about 4 minute mark,
and some of them are very similar as well. The problem I have with Architects is sometimes they're so formulaic, and it's a bit like
there is like you get the heavy part, you get the clean verse, you get the chorus, and then you get the build up. You know when the breakdowns come,
and then you get the blare.
Yeah, you get the blare. You get the pause before the breakdown. It builds up, and then they shout something, and then you go or whatever. I don't know. Jen.
Do you know I didn't actually realise that. You know, that there was 15 tracks. That's amazing. But maybe that was just
a long album.
Yeah, it's a long album, isn't it? That's crazy.
I think it's too long. That is my main problem with it.
That's literally what I've got in my notes. But you could drop some tracks and I would just feel better about the album. There's so many. It's more midway through, you're just kind of a bit like there's times where you're like, are we still doing this? Are we really still doing this now?
Yeah.
But that's really
six
funny
albums
because,
down the line.
Because I said the same thing about Code Orange a few episodes ago.
Yeah, it's true.
Being too long. But for whatever reason, I didn't actually clock on that this... You know, like, I didn't get bored. Do you know what I mean? Of this. And I don't know, maybe that was to do
with...
this
album. I didn't get
bored. Yeah,
with
maybe
it.
That
I
was just to do with... how the songs were actually maybe written for me, because like, you know, maybe I have that, like, I prefer that formulaic kind of thing, that I can identify a band, you know, straight away by maybe some aspects of what they do, you know. But that was really interesting for me, because
I think I do agree with it's long for what it is, but like, as Kieran was saying, like, I didn't think to myself at any points, God, this is dragging a bit.
Yeah,
I never really had that whilst listening to it.
I mean, the only other criticism I've got is I'm not a big fan of how it ends either.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not a big fan of how it ends.
But to be fair, I've never really liked any of the way that Architects albums have ended. They always end a similar way, and I'm always just like,
that's their formula, bro. Stop doing it.
It's really boring. Please. But I feel very similar about this, and I mean like very similar to how I felt about Holy Hell. I feel so similar. Mm. Like, they're both good albums with some really good bangers, but I'm just like, they sound like they could just be the, like, I feel like you could take Hereafter into this and it wouldn't sound that jarring. Or like Royal Beggars, it would fit into this track list so snugly. Yeah,
it's definitely sort of a change in how Architects are writing and performing, I should say.
Should we go to the scores, do you reckon?
Yeah.
I think we're
Let me get my pen.
Let me get my pen.
And by my pen, I mean Megan's pen, which I'm not supposed to use, but I'm going to use anyway.
Oh, don't let her find out.
It's a posh pen.
Do you need a calculator as well?
Probably. it depends how many even numbers we have. If you've got a lot of odd numbers, I'm going to be fucked.
Oh Josh!
Wow. Absolutely wounded.
I'm going to start off with an odd number for you, Jack. You're going to love this. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. It's, the only reason that it's not a 10 is, again, like, and this is very, very nitpicky, but I love how heavy old Architects used to be, and it's just kind of like, in terms of how Architects are, it's a shift. It's a shift that I don't mind, but it's a shift that's like, you know, it's like comparing to what they were versus, you know, what they've become. It's kind of like, which one do I prefer? Honestly, I think I kind of prefer the newer stuff, but I still like feel like they've not taken as much from the previous stuff that they could have done and incorporated it in. And that's how I sort of feel on it. So yeah, 9 out of 10.
I'm going to give you another odd number, Jack. It'll make it even, it's fine. But I'm going to go for 7 out of 10.
I do
like a lot of the songs in here. I think there's some well put together stuff, very well produced, but there is a lot of filler. I'm sorry. And I think you could trim about at least five songs off, and you'd get probably an 8 out of 10 album, in my eyes anyway. So yeah, a lot stronger. So 7 out of 10. I still like it.
Fair dues. I'll give mine. I gave it an 8. I thought it was a very enjoyable listen. I didn't get, which is quite weird for me, because obviously these long albums, you know, and it's an hour 15 tracks, but I just didn't get bored of it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think possibly why I enjoyed it more is maybe I just prefer the production, what was done here, than the production, what was done on, let's say, like that Code Orange album. Possibly. Maybe I'm just a fan of some this kind of like production. Jack's looking at me.
I don't know if I can agree with that. I mean, everyone's entitled.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, no, I'm just, maybe that's why. But I can't. I don't want to give it a 7. I'm like, nah, strong 8 for this album for me. It was amazing. Strong 8.
I also gave it a 7 because I think it's good. I just agree with Josh. There's a lot of filler. Like, it's just, in my eyes, I don't want this to sound really mean, but it is just like a good, it's a good metalcore album, but it's nothing like unreal. To be fair, like, I don't know. I've always felt that there's better metalcore bands than Architects. I know people like love them, and people are like, I know loads of people who are like, architecture amazing. I've never really been part of that crowd. Like, I like them.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I think like with architects, they're sort of like that staple of the genre. You know, you think of this genre.
It's like, to be fair, in my eyes, I see them and Bring Me as like really popular. And
yeah,
if I'm being really honest, I preferred Bring Me's latest release to this one.
Really?
I prefer post-human survival horror to this.
I like. Big time. I'm the other way around. Those.
Me. I really like. Oh, mate, Dear Diary's like one of Bring Me's best songs.
It is. But it's one of their best songs because you've had to wait so many years for his vocals to recover, so he can do a scream again.
It has baby metal, and that was enough for me.
Baby metal. Yeah, you can't deny baby metal. To be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah,
what does that bring us to?
That brings us to a total score of 31. So we've got another tiebreaker with Steven Wilson.
We need to
sort out a way for tiebreakers.
I think
this is going to happen more.
We should get two chickens to like fight each other, and one can be the one album, and the other can be the other album.
Discord, please come up with better ways to settle tiebreakers, please.
I think we just let them fight to the. Well, they don't have to fight to their death. That's a bit animal cruelty. We don't do that. fight until one of them looks a bit sad.
We get Steven Wilson, we get someone from Architects, and we make them play Magic the Gathering, and whoever wins.
No, we make them play Magic Unicorns. Unstable Unicorns.
Unstable Unicorns.
We make them play Unstable Unicorns, and that's whoever wins.
Yeah, but then Steven Wilson would write like a concept about like giving unicorns stat and how it's wrong or something. Mm. And we would have to review that, so he would just give us more work. So
that is true.
Or more content.
I think that would put him on top though, surely.
There has to be a way for tiebreakers. I feel like we have to vote between us, but
leave in your comments down below how we should tiebreak.
Yeah, joint for now place. That's all we've got for now though. So yes. Be sure to follow us Instagram, Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, click notification bell, and join the Discord server.
Discord server.
Join Send us memes. Send us server. Memes, please. Memes are what keep this band alive.
So much content coming your way. Songs, podcasts, streams with me and Noah. It's all coming out. Yeah.
It's all coming.
You don't
want
to miss
coming.
A second.
Listen, keep sending us memes and Noah will not become a paramedic.
Exactly.
I promise.
Stop me from saving lives. Stop me from saving lives because you don't want me saving your life. Look at me. Alrighty. Is this the last thing that you want to see? I know. I wouldn't want it. Alright, see you later, fuckers.
I could totally see that being the dialogue for the outro. Noah, say something funny.
I've stopped recording.
Cock and balls.
Cock and ball torture.
I've stopped recording.